And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's time for Lyrical Headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Welcome back.
Hello. Happy Thursday.
Happy
everyone's
Thursday.
Everyone's being able to keep cool when we sort of had this warm spell that we're not used to.
Yeah.
There's a bit of breeze out there this morning now, isn't there, Lingy?
Oh, it's just a sensational morning.
Is it?
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
Says it's
morning.
Very blowy. Says it's like 30 kilometre an hour winds.
Oh,
20 now. Sorry, it's dropped. That'd be why.
Yeah.
All right, good weather chat, though. That's not what Lyrical Headlines is about. What it is about is Beck reading the lyrics to songs like news bulletins, like she does in her day job. Now, we need to decipher not only the artist, but the song title as well. Mm-hmm. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, then the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Loggy.
Lingy.
Okay.
We're
right.
Back to normal.
Here we go.
Is there a theme this week, Beck?
Well, I thought, given that we had the lunar eclipse on Tuesday, let's talk about things, all things eclipsy, loony.
Okay. These things don't eclipse the heart. All right, okay, question number one. Ready to go?
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. She's taking her time making up the reasons to justify all the hurt inside. Yes, she knows. From the smiles and the look in
Tom,
their eyes.
Tom, it's Savage Garden to the Moon and Back.
Yes.
Oh, good one.
Tommy.
Hey,
big Savage Garden fan.
Yeah, I am. A real back. Savage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go back through their back catalogue, seriously. I've been doing it of late.
Yeah?
Getting all the bangers out there, Loggy?
What's that?
Getting all the bangers out?
All, yes. Yeah.
What do you think of Darren Hayes' new one?
Yeah.
It's there. It's a song.
I've heard the start and the end of it. I haven't heard the middle yet, to be fair.
All right, that's 1 point to me. Question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. We get it almost every night when that moon
Tom?
Gets so big and bright.
It's Top Loader, Dancing in the Moonlight.
Yes.
Yes.
Righto.
Here's me thinking this would be skewed to you, Log.
Being I almost went, Log 8.
Our resident lunatic.
What a beautiful song.
It's lovely.
The lunatic who didn't even bother looking at the eclipse and the red moon.
Oh, mate, once you've seen
it. Gave up on it.
Once you've seen a moon, you've seen them all.
Yeah, I've seen it. Nah, that was good.
What was it? Oh, it's not going to happen for a long time again. 2025. So it's not that far away.
All right.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Question number three. Can I go the clean sweep? Let's find out.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Every now and then I get Loggy. A little bit...
It's Total Eclipse of the Heart, Belinda Carlisle.
Is it Bonnie Tyler?
Yes!
Yay! Oh, beautifully handled by you.
And this is the song I'm thinking Loggy is just going to be dancing to for the rest of the day.
I won't sing it and ruin it.
No, please.
Here we go. Nothing I can do. Totally. Why? Why though? Why?
Because.
Why?
Because that look on your head.
Yeah. Why? All right. It's so painful.
All right, we've got time. Should we go for the fourth one?
Let Log get a chance.
All right, here we go. Go.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Mop the Hoople and the Game of Life. Yeah. Andy Kaufman in the rest.
Loggy!
Oh, damn it.
I heard
Loggy, but I did hear Lingy next to me too.
No, it was you. I was just louder. Go on.
Man on the Moon, R.E.M.
Yes!
Yes! What movie was it from?
Man on the Moon.
Yeah. The Andy Kaufman story.
So adding myself then.
Can I just flag, I got the first two right and then Lingy got the second two right.
Yes.
So technically I won if it was a best of three, but we did go for the fourth one. So is that a tie?
It's a tie!
Yes!
Well done us. Yes, good shout out. You're here. And thank you for being here. And thank you, Beck, as well for being here.
Thank you.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
I am this special type of person, okay? I am getting all my Christmas shopping done because I cannot deal with the stress this year.
Okay.
So I decided in October I'm going to start buying presents.
Online or actually go in?
Both. Shop, keep it local. Yep, keep it nice. Always local.
But you can order online from
locally
local
as well. Yeah. So I've been doing like click and collects and also locals sending me things.
But nice. That's great because then, you know, Australia Post will take it from, say, Torquay or from, you know, the Geelong CBD, three streets away. And then they'll send it to Crow's Nest in Sydney. Yes.
Keep going. You're right.
Bounce it through Auckland and then back to Geelong.
You don't know the stress of it, Tom. You don't know. But
good on you, by the way, because I hate shopping.
I know, me too. And so I'm talking things like for the pets as well. I buy, because all my siblings have dogs and pets as well, so I buy all the pets Christmas presents. Oh. And I thought, you know what, instead of, I know, stop smiling, but I thought I'm going to wrap as I go as well.
Okay.
So I've been wrapping presents and putting them away. And then I've extended that to, you know, friends, there's birthdays coming up, siblings' birthdays, all this type of stuff. So I've been wrapping, putting away. Mm-hmm. And I decided, hey, I'm going to continue to do that with the Christmas wrapping. So, you know, I've been getting some Christmas wrapping. Here's one that I got the other week.
Where did you pull that from?
I know.
We've got actual props.
Since when were we bringing props in?
What do you think? This is nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice Christmas.
Standard
nice
red,
Christmas
green,
stuff.
Bit of white for snow.
Yeah, nice Christmas stuff.
What's
Here, I'm gonna. So it's red, it's green. Yeah. I have wrapped kids' presents in this, older people's presents.
Where did you get this paper from?
I got it from Typo.
Yeah, okay. So the first thing that stands out is it goes snowflake, snowflake, yin yang, snowflake, snowflake, snowflake.
Which I didn't.
What's that about?
Yeah.
That's let's all have a look.
Have a close look.
What am I missing? Just to paint the picture, there's like a traditional Christmas scene.
Santa's sleigh, the reindeer.
I know what I'm looking at, but you have a look at what you're... You tell everyone what you're looking at there.
So the silhouette of white sort of snow, of trees, houses, and then snowmen.
Yeah.
Now, one of the snowmen is your standard one with a scarf and a carrot for a nose and coal for the buttons. The snowman that snowman is standing next to has his nose carrot in a different place.
Yep.
Down below.
Yes.
Excuse me, Olaf. Far out.
It is cold out here, so that's impressive.
Olaf needs a new job. Boogie night style.
Yes.
There's
also what appears to be some mushrooms of the magic variety there.
Right, yeah.
And not only that, but anything else you can notice.
Can you see any reindeer there?
So there's a scene where Santa has got his reindeer going over houses.
Yeah, I've got that.
Yeah.
I can't see it. They're four standard reindeer by my look.
Yeah, what about the reindeer that's on the ground below them?
Okay.
Certainly.
Seen that. Yes.
It's actually.
Okay.
They're doing bunk bed style reindeer. You know what I mean?
Well, no. So in the snow, you would be like, oh, was that two reindeer or a six-legged reindeer? You know?
So... Santa's reindeer.
That is a great way to describe it.
Santa's reindeer get old and they have to retire and pass on, so new reindeer are required.
Well, exactly. Right there is a diagram of how the new reindeer are made.
It is a nativity scene of a different kind.
It is.
Now, I have wrapped so many presents in this wrapping paper and I did not notice until I went to put all the presents away.
Mm.
So I have wrapped my mother-in-law's gift.
Amazing.
With this.
Yes.
I have wrapped Jimmy's nieces
and nephews and stuff. Yeah, great.
So from baby's gifts, what do I do? Do I just...
Don't mention it. No one will notice.
See, make a tally of who notices and who doesn't.
All right, so I'm going ahead with the naughty wrapping paper and I'm just going to... We're not saying anything. This conversation never happened. Never happened?
Never happened. We're happy with that?
Okay.
I'm intrigued. You'll find out a little bit about each of the people that you gave that to as to who notices the details.
If the nieces ask me anything.
Ask your Uncle Jimmy.
That's it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Cameron Ling.
Yes, Loggy.
Can I don't know what we're talking about, but Cameron.
Yeah. Tom would never do this.
There was a little bit of that. No.
Tom would never do this. I'm sorry, but it's true.
It's always fun when you get to say to someone, I would never do that.
I would never.
I would never do that.
Maybe I've done it, but I would never do it again. Yeah.
It was that awful sinking feeling mm-hmm. of the realization that I have already been messaging my wife, who, to defend myself, is all the way over the other side of the world in LA right
it's
now.
It's hard to keep tabs of things.
Yes,
when,
and I had been messaging her pre-show about what are you up to today. Going to the basketball tonight, by the way.
Nice.
Lakers v Clippers.
Jessica Cameron's going there too. I saw any stories.
Oh, nice. I've been messaging. And then we get into the show. We're away. Break comes up. Loggy turns to me and says, oh, hey, by the way, big happy birthday to Dodsy.
Yeah.
That awful, sick feeling of I've been messaging and have not mentioned happy birthday to my beautiful wife.
And you went, oh. I'll just say it's because of the time difference.
Yes.
Happy Australian birthday, but I was really waiting for your LA birthday time to wish you a happy
birthday. Which is tomorrow our time.
Yeah. And do you think she's not going to notice that? Because I reckon she's barely spent any time trying to work out the time difference while she's over there to talk to you guys.
So as soon as Log told me, I quickly messaged, happy Australian birthday. Yeah. Ha ha ha. I was just going to do your American birthday. Haven't heard anything back since.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Does it make me a bad person?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. She may not come home.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.